Okay. What's up, everybody? We got DJ Ol here. That's capital O, capital L. DJ Ol. DJ Ol's new to the scene in San Diego, California. We're sensing turbulence. However, I think it's all in control. Having a hard time coming and integrating from South Africa. And I'm sorry, is it South Africa?
East Africa.
East Africa. I apologize. East Africa. In fact, it's South Africa that I had met a guy at 7-Eleven and told him about you, DJ Ol. And he told me to have you contact him and check his blog out. Now, I don't have permission to stay his blog on here, but remind me to do that later, yeah? So anyways, give that to you, of course. And so we're here to see what we can find out about Mr. DJ Ol and where it goes. So we got a couple questions here. He's going to make sure to get the sound in the background and make sure that when we talk at certain times, he puts it in there. Because that's what he does, though. He puts it in there, you know? Like, oh, DJ Ol. Like, oh. Like, oh. That's right, though. That's right. So how is it coming from Rwanda, which is, if you haven't watched the movie Rwanda's Hotel, you should. It's like was a civil war country. It's now controlled, right? Mm-hmm. Is it controlled now or no?
No, the war was 20 years ago. The
war was 20 years ago?
Yeah.
This is when you were a little kid?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is going on now?
Right now, the country is good. Everything is good. Cool. People have come together, you know. All that was in the past.
That's kind of like my life, but not as graphic.
People taught other people, you know, bad things, and those bad things had to happen to some people. So right now, people, they are more learning, like, it's not like before. So things are good.
So people are living and thriving, and they're feeling alive. Kind of like my friend Arson Lively. Arson Lively, by the way, South Dakota. Anyways, we'll talk more about that later. So that's cool, man. So you found a career in music. What, you were a DJ back in Rwanda. What prompted you to come out here?
I came here to teach about genocide.
Came here to teach?
I came here to teach about genocide.
You came to teach about genocide?
To let people know what happened when you divide people. Those kind of things. So. And to talk about my life personally.
Wow, it sounds very motivational, very inspirational, and you happen to land with an affluent group in San Diego. Lucky you, not many people do, but I see that this is allowing you a lot more creative time. What do you plan on doing with your creative time, and how do you plan on existing in the creative world? What is your goal? Like, let's just say, what is your goal on the creative world?
I mean, I have been always, like, I have been, like, talented, like, things that just in me, like, I found myself doing something, and no one taught me how to do it, and I can sometimes do it better than people who went to school for it. So right now I want like to go to school to learn what I don't know. I'm gonna combine that and what I know, what my mind is better at doing, and create something that like everyone gonna feel and say, this is really creative.
coming from an understanding of how the entry is into the question that is more relevant is, what makes you different than everyone else? And I think your story in itself answers that question. So you kind of already don't have to answer that. Well, you do, but that's your answer. What else do you perceive sets you apart?
Like, I'm different on my own, because at the end of the day, everyone goes through something, you know. We don't take things the same. We don't suffer the same. But you can't say, oh, I suffered a lot. He didn't suffer like I suffered. No, nobody deserves to suffer, you know. So I'm not different than others. So some people can suffer and get over it, and some can't. So I'm lucky. I got to suffer a long time, but now I'm living. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. So
inspirational, yo, inspirational. That's right, and that's what sets you apart, you know. And so that's good to hear. I look forward to hearing more of your music. Do you have anything that perhaps you want to share? Maybe we can link SoundCloud or something. Do you have a SoundCloud you want to advertise?
Right now, my project or things I do is on SoundCloud, on Facebook, but that is like a few years ago, because right now I'm doing like something big than before, because I'm trying to mix my production in DJing. So I just want to be prepared first and come when I'm ready. This is what I'm doing right now. If you can listen to the background, I'm trying to like make a Latino song, which is my first time I'm doing this. And
so let's get
you can hear that, we're gonna dance.
Got it. That's him in the background, by the way. Let me just hear that again. That's what's up. Where can we go on SoundCloud just to hear your old stuff so we know what to base off? Because that's dope. That beat is dope and you made it. Versus the old stuff. Like, okay, give me like what? I can find it if you need me to. I can look for a SoundCloud. So DJ Ol on SoundCloud. For the listeners, you need to go to SoundCloud and you'll see DJ Ol. So you type in the Google search bar DJ Ol SoundCloud. And it has to be O-L, right?
D-double-E.
I'm sorry, D-double-E. Big difference here. So it's go to SoundCloud, go to the SoundCloud app, go to D-double-E, and then J. D-J. Like the word J, J-A-Y, or just the letter J.
D double E J A Y underscore O L.
So it's D J A Y underscore. No, D E E. No, it's D double E J A Y underscore.
O-L.
So O L. So it's DEEJAY_OL. And there you are. First one, my friend. Friended you. Now we can hear you. All the way from Rwanda. Kigali, right? Kigali? Right? Word. That's what's up, though. So we got GJO, Takeover Mix. We got The Get Down Part 2, which got 1,089 views. So I'm social media updating my social media and putting down DJ O on social media here. Share. Done. Word. So we got it, man. We're going to put it on the show. So, all right, DJ O, it's been a good experience. What do you think about the perception that Rwanda has on America? Because what I mean by that is, like, the perception America has and the perception Rwanda has is completely different. If you think about it, you have, like, a perception of post-Civil War civilians living amongst each other. How long does the shock last? There's some people who can get over it fast, there's some people who can't. I guess these minds that they have the ability to have an expansion in the psychological aspect of the thinking process, and in that psychological memory storage is like the ability to rewrite that same memory and put more memory in it. Can we put some intellectual memory in it? I wonder what would happen. So it's like you're destined to win. It's just how does it occur? I guess we'll keep y'all updated and look forward to the next show. Anyways, this is Robbie Barraza Petrie, and I'm out. Y'all have a beautiful day. I'm right here with DJ OL. DJ OL, we'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Do you want to have any last words? We got amazing surprises here coming up. DJ O from Rwanda. All right, man. Stay tuned. Here's Chris Bedford with What Love Sounds Like. What's up? We have Chris Bedford with Smile.